啊，
行，疼不？哦，哎呦，嗯，啊，
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming tonight. And thank you very much, Rinpoche, for having this extra night. This is a very, very special extra night because tonight everybody's here. Those who are here are all volunteers in one way or another for ABC. Some of you are volunteers from the past, some are present volunteers, or maybe we have some future volunteers among in the crowd. I'm not sure if the fourth floor is occupied, but welcome. We are very happy with such a huge turnout tonight, and very happy that Rinpoche has agreed for this extra night from his busy schedule. So without further ado, I thought maybe today, for those who are new or those who have just joined, the future volunteers, those who have just joined the center or come for activities here. So maybe without further ado, I would like to just introduce the current serving EXCO members, in case you don't know them, but I'm sure you know them all, especially our president. I just found out this trip when Rinpoche is here that in the whole of FPMT, all the FPMT centers in the world, the longest serving president is 28 years. And our Mr. Tang Hap Ching is 24 years, so he comes in a very close second. So our president, Tang Hap Ching, in case you don't know who he is, I'm sure you do. And then the next person is our first vice president. He also goes without introduction because everything that comes out from his mouth is 100 million, 80,000, 600 tons, you know, and that's Mr. Fred Chong, who's the first vice president. And then, second vice president is Mr. Benny So, that's myself. And then we have the people who keeps our account properly, because we have auditors and we have people checking our accounts, all the money that comes in, all the donations from the kind sponsors and all. And our we have two. Treasurer is Doris Lim. Is she here? Yes, Doris. And then assistant treasurer is Wei Cha. Are you here, Wei Cha? Oh, she upstairs? Oh, maybe she's upstairs. Okay. And then we have our secretary who keeps things together. We have Secretary Sandra. And Tan Chun Hao, who's the assistant secretary. And then our EXCO member, we have Vincent Cole, who's also responsible for all these beautiful flowers that you see here, all the arrangement. And then we have Gyok Hua and Sui Kim, where are you? Sui Kim. And also for the office staff, we have Zi Yan down here, who's the office manager. Serene is here. Is Serene here? Oh, Serene is upstairs, okay. Okay, and then maybe for now, I would like to invite Fred to come up and say a few words for everyone.
Good evening, Rinpoche, Ken Rinpoche, and member of Sangha. Everybody, good evening. It's a great pleasure and privilege to speak in front of my guru. Great pleasure. Today's volunteer night, it came out a while ago, we're having the EXCO meeting, that we say, first, without Rinpoche, there's no center. Not quite clear. Without Rinpoche, which there's no center, we will not be here gathered today. There isn't this gathering tonight. Without Rinpoche kindness, his wish, his prayer, his blessing, none of this will happen. No way. Then next to come, Ken Rinpoche, Kishuni, who taught us, and all the teachers who taught us, our translator, Venerable Gyume, all the Sangha that taught us. Then next is the office staff. And the other thing I realized, one thing, they're so important. Without volunteer, the Ezeko here, we can't run all the program. It will not happen. It will not happen. So it came out the idea say that we really need to say that this building, I'm very pleased to announce, is fully paid. We owe no money. We fully paid with this. Then, it's about, I think this year, it's $5 million now. So you raise $5 million. Now it's worth $10 million now. Market rate. So the coming of this center have been the work of, I say, volunteer of the past. When I say past, means those from 494D, and they built the Lorong 15, those I call volunteer of the past. And then the volunteer of the present, whoever came here, they start volunteering. And the volunteer of the future, today for the first time you're here, for some karmic condition, you're here. So we're all one family now. Welcome home. Really, welcome to home. ABC is a home. We really want to encourage, it's called home. 我们的家. So for the next few years, our emphasis to you, 回家，一起家人吃饭，家人念经，家人讲课，听课. So I translate to English. I say this is a home where everybody gather. We say prayers. We come and eat, drink. We come and talk. We come and learn together. We came here to be tonight. We came here to be inspired by Rinpoche. All the volunteers here came here to be connected, so that we can learn and we can practice. And we wanted to start off, whoever the data point that we get here tonight will be a volunteer SMS group. So every time we'll say there's something that you can help the center, then you can't do, then later part of the day when it's get done, the center will blast out, what have been done, you can rejoice. So we rejoice. If you happen to know someone, you can say you can help. So it's a big family now. Everybody rejoice and everybody married. So today, those volunteer of the past, some is not here, my wife not here already. But we can rejoice. Every time I rejoice in what she has done. So we rejoice those presently help in the center, we rejoice those volunteers that have done in the past. The past who help up not here, they can rejoice the present one. Those future you can double. Those past, present, you can rejoice. So we rejoice in every merit. So ABC can grow and grow and grow, and we can preserve the teaching of Buddha, especially Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, for a very long time. And that's where we get the greatest amount of benefit. Rinpoche, in 2 nights ago in an Ezeko meeting, said he was very pleased with people coming to study the basic program, the Dharma. We offer an array of program, and he said that's the most beneficial thing. So if you are studying, means you are so lucky, and we should really rejoice that we got the good fortune tonight. My wish is that the Rinpoche will not go anywhere, continue to remain here and continue to teach us. And we pray that for us, we will be one big family coming to learn the Dharma so we can benefit extensive sentient being. Also for you to rejoice because of Rinpoche guidance, then we also liberated many lives. Until today, the count is 170 million. We will put up for Rinpoche visit another 20 more thousand likes. So there's 120,000 likes right now in the center now. At level 7, this level is 10,000. Rinpoche room is 10,000. Outside the airwell is 100,000. So it's 120,000 likes. So all this came because of everybody's effort that we're able to get this incredible condition. And mainly, the main cause is Rinpoche kindness. So I would now like to request Rinpoche to inspire us by giving some teaching to the volunteer. Rinpoche, please. Thank you.
Maybe give the teaching of the Ganjur. Ganjur and Karachara Tandra. It's okay. Yeah. So, as venerable Fred. Like Tantra practice in the what you're going to achieve in the future, get the name now. what you're going to achieve in the future is Dhammakaya, Sambhatkaya, Nimarkaya. But you label now, that it is, you believe now it is Buddha. So you see, Dhammakaya, Rupakaya, Nimarakaya now. So you can 100% believe on that. So then it becomes path, it becomes a method, path to achieve the result and triggers. Purifying the ordinary, death, rebirth, intermediate stage. Then the making preparation to achieve the path and three kinds, and to achieve the plan seed, to achieve the result time, three kinds. So the venerable friend, as he said, how about the Amitabha Buddhist Center, the really progress well through yajna. I mean, through how many years since the center started?
24 years.
Yes. But I think 24 years, you know, come up. But I think, in my view, it is a quite rapid development. In my view, you know. What do you say?
Rapid,
in my view, you know. So all this due to kindness of the very beginning when we start the center, all the voluntaries, all the who is the pastor?
Alice Chua
is not here. Huh? Oh, I see. I didn't realize you were here, sorry. So anyway, all the people in that time, all the voluntaries. So I hope as many as possible are here who served in that time. And then next director, who was that? After Alice Chua, who was? After Alice Chua.
She was
Alice, from the beginning. Alice. At the, what is called the other place? Was it the first place?
Yeah, the first place was at 51 Butterfly Avenue. After 1 year, we were asked to leave. Then we bought 494D Geylang Road.
Then after that, who was?
Then we shifted to a not so virtuous place at number 10 Lorong 15.
No, the president. No, the director. After that?
After myself, there was Mr. T.S. Wong. T.S. Wong. No, it was Mr. C.P. Lam. Mr. C.P. Lam took over from me.
C.P. Lam.
Yeah, Mr. Venerable Pelzang now.
After that, Venerable Pelzang.
After Venerable Pelzang, then Mr. Dennis Lau served for short term as president.
Yes.
And after Dennis Lau, that, then Mr. T.S. Wong.
Mr. T.S. Wong.
Venerable Annie Peldrun's
previous
husband.
Yes.
Yeah. And then after Mr. T.S. Wong, he came back to me again.
So as far as the directors of the center who served, so like this. So all the voluntaries, all the people who served at different times. So present development, this ABC is completely a result of the everyone. Everyone starting from the first, and then when the ABC started, then from there, everybody at different, those at different times, you are helped. So from everybody's help,
the present development, the ABCs come from that. So I want to say thank you very much. Billions and zillions and trillions, I don't know after that. So from the heart, really I want to thank to everyone. Yeah, also up there. Yeah. So really, you can see very worthwhile your effort, what you put in the past, in the very beginning, middle, and in all those different people. And including now, present ones. You can see that, you can see the result of your effort. You see great benefit to the six types of sentient beings, numberless helpings, hunger girls, animals, numberless human beings, numberless sura beings, asura beings, intermediate beings, and this world. And this world, the living beings in this world. And as well, Singapore, in particular. Sentient beings here in Singapore. And then this. Great benefit. So, you can see as a result of your effort, present and past, you know, all the voluntaries. So really something you can really rejoice for that. Great benefit for the sentient beings, for the teaching Buddha. That's why the great benefit was sent, and then from that sentient beings, there is benefit. So that's so just some essence. Really haven't thought much. So sentient beings' happiness. So this explains why we need center. You know? So sentient beings' happiness come from teaching with the Buddha. That just doesn't mean just pleasure of eating food and comfort in the house and just temporary pleasures. You know, eating a house, it's not in the house. Eating pleasure, eating comfort in the house, or so forth and all this. So the comfort, having money and all that, you see. Not just that, even that comes from Dharma. Even that come by studying college, school, primary school, what, kindergarten, primary school, then what, college, or university. That's just our second condition. if the person did have success, that came from the success happiness. If the happiness then come from merit, good karma, the positive action, the good karma.
Simjung Semba, the intention, the mental factor that accompanies with the principal conscience, mental factor, five mental factors, and with intention, the accompanies with the companies with principal consciousness. It is translated as omnipresent, but however, companies with the principal consciousness. So that's karma. Karma is not outside, it's the one's mind. the legwa, virtuous actions. Not non virtue, but the virtue. So dharma. So came from dharma. Even those happens. Even money, having comfort, having money came from dharma. Came from virtuous action. Virtuous action. Just now I described virtuous action. That is dharma. Virtuous action, the dharma. Action, the word is virtue. So what's mind, what's mental factor? The simjung mental factor. So like that. So money people think happiness comes from money, but they don't know what the cost of money. What is the and the making money is that said, going to kindergarten, from the kindergarten, primary school, and college, university. But this general belief, that's the main cause. But that's just condition. The minute you get a certificate, the minute you get a job, the minute you're able to make money, not like that. That there are people who can't find a job for years, so even if you get a certificate. So there are conditions, that's not the main cause. The main cause is the merit. So there are people who don't have education, but plenty of money. No education, but plenty of money. All the wishes, okay, bring success. All the wishes, whatever you think, they happen. But not the education. No education, but plenty of money. There are many people like that. So in the what's that? I think, you know, I mean, I shouldn't say, but, you know, I think, even relating myself, using example, I don't know how much merit recollect in the past, I have no idea. But, this life, I think, you know, did you help? Also, again, even that. So, collecting merit. So, I think collecting merit, you know. So then, able to benefit to others, able to some benefit to others in this world, you know, a little bit more and more, to able to benefit to the, in this world, benefit to others. So even just using myself, example, I don't know about past life, but moment is collected, so able to see with your eyes can benefit, some benefit, not much, but some benefit to the world, little by little. Something like that, you know, as a result of the collective marriage, creating cause. So like that. So so money came from dharma, not dharma came from money came from where? Money came from dharma, the virtue, lege, what? Virtue is action. That we have to know that. So so merit, good karma, dharma is the most important than anything else. The most important than anything else. Everything comes from that. You understand? This is what one point I want to say. Sentient beings' happiness, happy birth, the Rudensang, happy birth, perfect human birth, which is air freedom, ten richness. human birth, and especially perfect human birth, which is eight freedom, ten regions. Which is opportunity to practice, not just Buddhism, the Four Noble Truth, you know, basic teachings, nor that the Mahayana Paramedhyana teachings, ten Bhumis, Lamanga Satchu, then, treative enlightenment for sentient beings. To achieve enlightenment, collecting merit wisdom and virtue for 300 great eons and to achieve enlightenment. due to great unbearable compassion, you want to free them from oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to full enlightenment as quick as possible. Then, to achieve enlightenment for that reason in one life. The practice tantra. The tantra. The practice. No need to achieve long life in the beginning, and then you postpone the life for 1,000 years and achieve enlightenment in this life. You know, like that you can do by practicing law tantra. And not just that,
By praising the Mahanadara Tantra, that without the Jewish, even with great compassion, the reason for sentient beings and praising Mahanadara Tantra, they accept. In this brief lifetime of, brief lifetime of degenerated time to achieve enlightenment, for sentient beings, to be able to free the sentient beings as even kuga from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them in the full enlightenment. This purpose in my birth, the Kajuji, then some individual changes. Then, it's an incredible, unbelievable, oh, like this. For that, then, you need preliminary practice, pure, not just morality, but pure morality to receive, just to receive the human body. Just to receive the human body, you need preliminary, pure morality. Then it is mentioned that perfect human body, the practicing Buddhist, Padmamoksha Bhava, Buddhist Bhava, not as ordained person, but it means, you know, five, in Tibet didn't happen, the Geloma vows, and then they haven't yet decided the lineage of the Geloma vows, Bhikshuni vows. His Honor said, Theravadin's Bhikshus and the Chinese miners and Tibetan DSM. The geshes or the on the lamas, you see, the who preserve dharma, spread dharma, the entire teaching of Buddha. So they all come together, then agreed to keep along Geloma Bao. Then it's okay. They all agreed. Then the Tibetan would have the good start, the Chukri Lama Bhava, until not all those three come together, not agree, it doesn't happen, then. So he said that all three comes, then decide, then agree, then start the Alinj Bhava, the Tibet Lama. Those who preserve the sino lamas of who preserve dharma, spread dharma, you know. So however, it is mentioned text, so
Yeah, who practice Padamacharya Bodhisattva. So, preparatory Buddha, living those vows, taking those vows, living those vows. So, and past life also creates karma. Not only Padamacharya, not only practice pure Padamacharya vow, but also those other vows, as mentioned, abstract. So we can see now how it's unbelievable, precious in my body, perfect in my body we have received, you know, taking those vows, taking those vows, different three levels of vows, and trying to practice. So how precious, how incredible precious it is. So you need that. You see, living in the pure morality, the preliminary cause, and then also charity, and the dedicated the merit to receive the perfect rebirth. So you see, you can see now here in the teaching, but then also. Not just generally human body, to receive human body, but to receive perfect human body, and then it depends also refuge. And not only potential karma, it's abandon the non-virtue, the five negative karma or ten negative karma, and engaging in ten virtues, the gavaju, ten virtues, you know, things like that. You know. Not only that, also taking refuge to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, to receive the perfect image of Buddha, Dhanke Jue Thang Densang. Not just require, just reborn human, but not taking refuge. But perfect image, but I think definitely so here you can see very clearly a common teaching of the Buddha, you know, receiving perfect image, Buddha. So like that. Then to receive the ultimate ultimate happiness, the liberation from oceans of hell being suffering, hunger being suffering, animal being suffering, human being suffering, surya being suffering, asura being suffering, intimacy being suffering. Wow. So totally free forever. Once you become free forever, not like samsari, not like walks of this life, samsari walks, numberless times, like the waves of the ocean, never finish. You know, from beginning of this life, after now, it be not like that. It's one time. Just one. That's why Dhamma practice, no matter how difficult it is, once you know, actual realization, conquer the delusion, conquer the subdued delusions. It's just one time, achieving nirvana, cessation of the suffering and the cause of the suffering, commented. It's just one time. Once you achieve, that's it forever. It's not used again and again. So all of that. So the no matter how hard it is to break down. So incredible the world. Once it's achieved, that's it. So ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. So again here fundamental part, three heart trainings. Heart training of the inside, pantong, heart training of the inside, heart training of the that means heightened the concentration, come abiding, and that depends heightened the morality. muscles. So again here, again here comes down to that. Immorality. So that's the basic part. That it's the liberation. So so here, you see. So so that even to each of the ultimate happiness liberates from samsara forever from Buddha's teachings. You see, sentient beings to each of that comes from Buddha's teachings. Three attainments. You can see? Oh, now the enlargement, peerless happiness, total cessation of the mistakes of mind, gross obstacles, gross obscuration, and even the self-obscuration. And because of that, then the kata, there's a complete understanding, omniscient mind. The full realization, nothing, there's nothing more to achieve. Full realization. Sangye comes together. So that comes from the root. On the basis of all that, the lower part, middle part, lower capabilities part, middle capabilities part, high capabilities part, bodhicitta. Bodhicitta comes from great compassion. So, you see, the best renunciation. You need the renunciation before that. So again, come from Buddha's teachings. The sentient beings' happiness, but enlightenment, come from Buddha's teaching. The root, bodhicitta. The great compassion. Like this. So, what's that? So, why we need Santa? Why we need to meditate Santa? That you can see now very clear. All the sentient beings, you need to learn on this or this gradual path. The gradual with the lower capable, middle capable, higher capable part. All that you need to learn. The sentient beings, you need to learn all that. So it's all those different levels of happiness. It's very clear how the sentient beings' happiness come from the teaching Buddha. So therefore need the center to learn all this teaching Buddha. So to ourselves and other sentient beings to cause this happiness, to achieve this happiness up to enlightenment. Free from oceans of samsara, free from oceans of health suffering, hunger suffering, animal suffering, human beings, suras. Then to bring to full enlightenment. So you can see the utmost important, the need of the center, place, what are all the facilities. So now also you can understand, you know, the how important, from here you can understand the teacher, who educate you. You know, sentient beings show the path to all these different levels of happiness. Up to enlightenment, who show the path, who educate. So, most unbelievable important. It's like opening an eye. It's like opening, you know, we have two eyes, it's really opening deep, most deep, like an ocean, most deep exchange with the trans dharma, the eye, you see? Who opened the eye, you know? The dharma teacher can imagine. So here, so you can see how so important that, you know. So here you have, not just, I'm not just blah, 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 but you know, really, they are Kenrinpoche, the Kejuni, was and Sarah, the order, because how he lived in the monastery, very humble, studied well and righteously, living in the monastery. So the elder monks, elder geshes, all elders, those who, they all respect him, they all regard him good, very good monk, and they all respect him. That I know that. So they all think good, very good thing that they under, learned it in the understanding world, but at the same time was humble. In the Lama Yeshe's book, Lama Yeshe, you know, counted all the three time Buddhas, because three time Buddhas, we cannot, we only see paintings and statues, but we can't, we don't come to see in that Sambuddha, in that Sambuddha poem, we don't see, so can't the. We don't come to see, pure mind, pure, we don't come to see, and the, you see, can't give teachings to us in that aspect. But, sorry, but he is the words of friend who are the action of the Buddhas in manifesting the ordinary aspects according to karma. According to karma means, according to our mind, karma means ordinary aspect. You know, the unsubdued mind, or the ordinary mind, so ordinary aspects. So then, that we can communicate, and that we can receive teachings. Oh, so therefore is kinder. Why the Guru is kinder than three-time Buddhas? It's like that. The reason is like that. Three-time, numberless past, present, future Buddhas. Why kinder? It's like that. From the Buddhas, you can't receive teachings. But it's an ordinary aspect, who is manifested ordinary aspects according to your not as lematapa, not pure, not purified, not, according to the impure karma, you know, impure mind, manifested. I go to that. So then able to see, able to give teachings, giving teaching to us, advice, directly guide, you know, bring to enlightenment, free from oceans of samsara sufferings, and bring us to enlightenment. So their kindness, you know, they're kinder than all the three-time Buddhas. So Lamaji, who are kinder than three-time Buddhas to me, then. So wrote in the in his notebook, Kapan in his notebook, on the table, left on the table, saying, now I don't recall it very clearly, but yeah. Being learned Dharma and humbleness, at the same time, humbleness. Oh, that's real keba, that's real learned one. At the same time, humbleness. That's a real learned one. It's mentioned, written there. That's part of my thing. But the essence, what I can recollect, wrote in Lama's note on the table. What do you think? So you have that. You have Kishunyi, there is the airport, Kishunyi, and so really great, who can show the 기우충 기우징 기우침보 람지른바 the lower capabilities part, the lower middle capabilities part, the higher capabilities part, two parts of enlightenment. High capabilities, they can do also tantra. We ensure the essence and lamrim, but we ensure in the vast, you know, with the philosophy, the extreme teachings, we can ensure. At the same time, he himself practicing. We call Ketun Sangsum, so learned and good heart and pure in the action, pure in the morality. All those three things, Ketun Sangsum, is very, very important. So you have to teach all of that. Buddha's teaching hasn't gone like sunset, like sun's crossed the mountain, not completely gone yet, but sun is still shining, so Buddha's teaching is still shining, not yet crossed the mountain. Not like sunset, not completely like that. So such a time to meet such a quality like that is not easy. Not that in this world, you have to have good karma for that. You have to have a lot of merit for that. Create a good count, a lot of merit in the past. Otherwise, you wouldn't meet such a teacher. So that's to feel rejoice. So, however, what are you saying? Yeah. So that's the essence, the center. Benefiting sentient beings, benefiting teaching Buddha, sentient beings, how much? And, all that very much depends on the, you see, very much depends on the teacher. The teacher and, of course, center students on the members, the key is the teacher. the key thing is the teacher. So you have all this. So that is the most unbelievable thing that you have in the life. That we have in the life. So here, need of the center I'm talking about. Now, you have that. Just talked about the teacher. And how the disciple is going to be, it very much depends on tata. So how is it going to turn out depends on the block. If the block is clear, or how good art it is. So, preprint. So, it comes out, the best out is there. So, if there's a broken nose, then there's a broken nose. So, like that. So, it is mentioned text in the teachings. So, like that. Generally speaking, like that. So, there were great Incredible. As you now, after studying for many years, you start now realize, you know, more years you have been studying from Gichunyi, then now you realize how it is more precious, how it is. And all that, you now realize it's more and deeper and deeper. So that you can see now. At the beginning, beginning even expand, you won't understand. You know how important it is, because not experiment, not to learn Buddha Dhamma. So also not understand Buddha Dhamma. So you know, even explain wouldn't understand much. So now you can see how it is important. Yeah. So therefore your effort being director and member, secretary, treasurer, any voluntary, what you did in different times, you can see now, grad was so important. You can see now. Now, this not only benefiting the body, it benefits the mind. Dharma center benefits the mind. That. So also the work is done with compassion. It was some guru also got angry, but ideas to do with the compassion. I'm sure not able to do with anger. No, I don't think so. Even though anger, but able to do with compassion. You know, to help the sentient being to mind with compassion, you help to see. It's like that. It's not like running company. Not running company is by money. By money, the person doesn't do well, you kick out, you get another one. You pay money. Because you have money. And the object to achieve is just money. Not Buddha, not enlightenment, not Nirvana, just to get more money, even though the goal is that, just to get more money. So anyway, working for company, totally different than working for Dharma Center. Working for Dharma Center, all like this, so whatever work is done, the main thing is teaching, that to reveal the teaching to educate the sentient beings, to reveal the teaching to the sentient beings, and to present the sentient beings to practice, to understand and to practice. Through that, then they cause the suffering, karma and delusion get ceased, and then they achieve liberation, and they achieve also full enlightenment by practicing bodhicitta with the direct perception of emptiness, and then the ceasing the soul department. So, so I'm saying, here Dharma Center working, whatever work, sweeping, whatever work you're doing, the main thing is sentient beings to meet Dharma, to learn Dharma, to practice, so that achieve enlightenment, free from ocean, samsara suffering, that definitely is suffering from beginningless rebirth, and to free from that, to achieve enlightenment. So, it's for that. What even if you're sweeping, if you're writing, whatever you're doing, for the center, what if it's for that, meant for that. It's different, very different from working for company. Working for company is meant to make money. There's no question of compassion or kindness. There's no talk about that. You forget about the compassion, love, and you don't think about that, and you just think of money. So goal is to achieve more money. So, like the Time magazine, American Time magazine,
who is the most successful person this year? So it depends, not who has created more marriage, not who has liberated most animals, who has created most marriage, or who has generated more realization, or who has subdued the mind more, generated good, more good, nothing like that. Who has been more successful person this year is who made more money this year. Who made more money? The picture comes on the American Time Magazine. American Time Magazine picture comes there. So the one man becomes so rich, but his life is in danger. He is so afraid to go outside. So kidnapped by people, so many things to be killed. So many problems, worries, so dangerous, with so much money. And then in the house, I heard that even the house, his life is not, how's that? Very confused, yeah? Marriage is old. His life, in daily life, in the house. Huh? What? His business life very messy. Very messy. One person was like that. So anyway, what I was saying, as I mentioned in the early time, long time ago, now, in the world, you see, how much problem. Global warming, the global problems, religion fighting, the problems, blah, 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 blah. So many problems. Everything happened. Everything happened. Other than disease and famine, earthquakes, people dying. Group of people, big amount of people, big number of people dying there. There were many dangers, many earthquakes, many so many happened. Okay, now all that. Even including global problems, country problems, family problems, individual, all come from the mind. Not somewhere else, not from outside. No, everything comes from the mind, from the unsubdued mind. That's why, to not commit unwholesome action, subdue the, create the wholesome action, subdue one's mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. So Buddha said that. So all these problems, we're not talking six realm, hell, hunger, animals, human beings, all that. Suffering also came from the mind, but even the problems in this world all came from the mind, so unsubdued mind. So that's why Buddhism, inner peace and happiness, however, then as I mentioned, liberation, enlightenment, full enlightenment, however, comes from the subdued mind. So, subduing one's mind, this is the teaching of the Buddha. So the Buddhism, no other religion says that. This is only Buddhism. Subdue the mind, subdue one's own mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. So
the purpose of the subject, this subject was mind. So here, maybe scientists or maybe some maybe come to know that world peace, how much peace in the world depends on mind, depends on good heart, you know, depends on good heart. So there's some maybe they come to know. I'm not sure. However, subduing one's mind. Oh, so to achieve liberation, the blissful peace, liberation from some full enlightenment, to achieve that. Oh, then it comes from your mind. It has to come from your mind, but by subduing the mind, from the completely subdued mind. It's complete. So, also to stop the global problem, to stop that, and then the country problem, the society problem, the family problem, all the family problem. Your own personal problem, all come from unsubdued mind. So the mind which is unsubdued by subduing that, then comes the peace, happiness, as I mentioned before. So after enlightenment, you know, all that comes. Incredible. The Dharma Center is Dharma Center, Buddhism. Dharma Center, which offers Buddha Dharma. Not just a meditation center. There's all kinds of meditation. There's all kinds of meditation. Supermarket, you know, but not offering. Are the Buddhism, the philosophy, the spirit essence, Lamrim. Oh, then what really the which particularly focused to subdue the mind, to shape the mind, to subdue the mind. You need such a this meditation center. Meditation center like this. So this is our AB center. That you've been learning the teachings more and more, and so like that. So all this come from your effort. All this come from your effort. Those volunteers in the past, present, in the middle, and like that. Then also the future development also, then the bodies, then it depends on the present and the past bodies, it depends on the future development of that. Particular, you know, as I often said, you know, this teaching Buddhism, syndrome teaching Buddhism, practicing Buddhism syndrome. So the essence, compassion to the sentient beings, compassion to every single, not only your friend, But no compassion to the individual. Compassion to every helping sangharas, animal, human beings, compassion. So, the less good heart compassion will more problems in this world. More problems in the world, global, in the country, in the society, in the family, in your own life, more problems. Less compassion, less good heart there is. More good heart, there will be more peace in the world and in the world and the country, in the society, in the family, even your own life. More happiness there is, if you have more compassion. So therefore, the meditation center, so one of the basic things, or one of the very basic things is compassion. The teaching and the practicing compassion. That's most important. That's really. that's something. So as I used to mention in the past, so therefore, whenever you do conversation with somebody, always try to bring compassion. Try to come to the compassion. Try to talk compassion to the person. Live with compassion, and study with compassion, meditate with compassion, work with compassion, do job with compassion, sleep with the compassion, go to toilet with compassion. So, same thing, with the eat with compassion. So, that's really, 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 really good. That's where message, is about bag, on the bag and everywhere, there's message. But that's a really, 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 really good thing to do. To help the sentient beings, to help you, to help the sentient beings. That's really, really best. The real happiness comes from that. Inner happiness really comes from that. So then you can make family happy, you can make center people happy, you can make you can make society happy, you can make country happy, you can make people in the world happy. So it's like that. Then the difficulties, problems, cancer, I'm using example, sicknesses. Whatever problem you have, use that in the path to enlightenment. Use that in the path to enlightenment, to achieve enlightenment. Use that to practice bodhicitta. As well as that, practice bodhicitta. Bodhicitta, pleasure taught to enlightenment. Then, Tanda Chanju Sam, also absolute bodhicitta. The all-encompassing mind, bodhicitta. Absolute bodhicitta. Any problems in the life you have are used to practice to develop bodhicitta. Absolute bodhicitta. So that you use it, you experience it for sentient beings. Any difficulty, any problems, mental, physical, whatever, you use it for sentient beings. For numberless sentient beings who are experiencing now, who will be examined in the future. So you take it on yourself, all the sufferings. Instead of being suffering, you suffer, let them to have dhammakaya, happiness. So like that. So like that, that's the quickest way to achieve enlightenment. To be free from oceans of samsara suffering, to achieve enlightenment, for yourself. Sincerely dedicating yourself, dedicating for sentient beings. So like that. So lojong. Make sure that even you will miss, but try to remember and practice. We receive teachings, on those things, you know. I wanted to thank the ABC, Amitabha Buddhist Center, what very special is no other FMD centers we don't have. You see that many people, at the beginning, how many? 200, what? Yeah. What, how much? 230 or something like that. Anyway, beginning the studying basic program this time, the second basic program. You see, then now how many people studying? 100 more than 100, what? 150. So we don't have, even 150, we don't have FMD center like that. We don't have, no other centers have like that. A special thing about ABC, Amitabha Buddhist Center. made me extremely happy because seeing the benefits, the first people studying basic program, you see the benefits of learning Buddha Dharma. So then, seeing that, many people came for the second basic program. I think this very, very, that awakening mind, that discovering that is a really, 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 really important good. Able to see that, very, very, very good. So you see, Kanju Buddha's teaching more than 100 bowl, the Nagarjuna Asanga, these six ornament pandits and seven pandits, the Tenju, more than 200 bowl, although nobody, and then Lama Tsongkhapa, many great, great enlightened beings, and and even the Gelug, you see, Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, there's so many, other lamas, who accomplished, mentors who accomplished the path, you know, there are many. And then got you, Nyingma Satya. So, you see, five Satya lamas, including Satya Pandit, and many teachings, and then, Gunjan Longchen Rajampa, then so many others. Then Mahabharata, there's many other teachers, great enlightened teachers. So those extensive teachings on the basis of Buddha teaching. So you see, nobody understands and nobody understand. You put up in the library or in the Gomba library, pile it up and make offerings. You know, just not worth studying. You know, not worth studying. Just put up, just make offerings, and then open. Nobody understand. So. No, nobody can. But Muslims, Christians, I think, so many years ago, nobody understood. Then they try to change. Something we take and understand. They try to change. So those corruptions happens. So hope doesn't happen like that to the Buddhism. So that becomes this great danger. Nobody understand. Then this is the power for blessing, but nobody understands it. And then it becomes Buddha coming in this world has not much meaning, you know. Buddha coming in this world is came to give teaching. So the teaching, nobody understands. No use, nobody understands. Just faith. Just faith. You know. That's it. No understanding of Dhamma. Just faith is very small, but so it was very poor, very, very sad, very, very poor. With the Buddhist, that's intention. No, then. Not so much meaning, Buddha coming in this world. You know? So, you see, I think we give teachings to us, sentient beings, to free from ocean sometimes suffering, and bring us to full enlightenment. Buddha came in this world to give teaching for us. Oh, so Buddha left all this Ganjur, more than handle. So our studying Buddhism, the Lamrim essence, then the philosophy, gives more meaning. Buddha coming in this world gives more purpose. Buddha coming in this world gives more meaning. The Buddha coming in this world gives teaching for us. Like that. So there's a really unbelievable. So, awakening. More we study Buddhism, become less ignorance. This is where how do we create omniscient mind. So, like that. I want to say thank you, really, thank you very, 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 very much. If possible, should give $100 billion to everybody. But it's really brilliant. This ought to open his eyes. Now, Dharamsala, in the past, there's no lay people debating. Now, Dharamsala outside, there's old men, old women, young ladies debate, you know, outside the temple. So now even they ask, they even inspired to debate outside. Old men, women, also the young ladies, school girls, all of the debate. So His Holiness talk on the to everybody, learn Buddhism, not just ignorant faith, you know, but learn Buddhism, then have intelligence, have understanding, wisdom. Faith comes from wisdom, not from ignorance. Wisdom. So this fits so well with His Holiness holy wishes and advice. They are studying here. They have said best program, the Buddha Dharma. No question about practice. So, So that I want to say, really special, you know, what is special, ABC like that. What I remember is the, what I don't remember, you tell me. There's a special thing about ABC. then, of course, how much animal liberated? 117 million. 70 million. Not 17. 70. So, in Taiwan, there's a Hadubashi, the monk, the abbot, Hadubashi, the monk. He liberated, when I was Taiwan, some years ago, 3-4 years ago, when I was Taiwan, I think he liberated 8 million animals. 8 million. 8 million animals. but one particular fish that the vegetarian, because he doesn't eat other animals. I don't know. Do you know what name? Doesn't eat animals. I don't know. The big fish. So particularly he liberated this one. That's what I heard. So 8 million. That I think he might be the next person who liberated most animals. So that's not a special thing about what ABC does benefit sentient being to the animals. The freeing from the being killed, so to save the lives. So so that, and of course, result, you know, that just by one time liberating one animal, save the life of one animal, then it causes 500,000 lifetimes in the future life, you will have long life. You have a long life, 500,000 life, just by liberating one animal, saving the life of one animal. So like that, the karma. Even though you don't wish or you don't expect, you don't, you know, about the result of good karma, experiencing the result of good karma, that even though you never think, but it happens naturally, due to karma. Once you create the cause, the result happens, but even though you don't think. So that's really, really it is mentioned in the Lotta Jatsu request Buddha. Lotta Jatsu Shudo. There's a sutra, Lotta Jatsu request Buddha. And there it is mentioned, practicing bodhicitta and developing compassion. Training dharma. So one is saving the lives of others. Most benefit for sentient beings, saving the life of others. So anyway, that's a very special thing about ABC, that great benefit of sentient beings. And then, ABC, let people to collect so much marriage, many different ways, so much marriage, and then benefit so much for the incredible benefit for number of animals. So 100 million and 70. So 70 million. So there. So that I have no words, numberless things. So ABC, all of you, and Fred. Fred and Fred and Hutching. That's how many efforts with Fred. Fred, I've been doing. So there, so that's great benefit. ABC. Then what else? What else you do? What else ABC does?
ABC has printed like hundreds of thousands of books for free distribution. I think 20 over titles, maybe by now, half a million books have been printed and given away already.
Mm. So that's printed half a million.
Maybe half a million, more than half a million.
Half a million, or half and a million.
500,000
yes, books.
Yes. The last 24 years.
Yeah. Last 24 years. So spread then Dharma Bhushan.
And also Sarah J. Food Fund. Buddhist Center has, I think, contributed maybe more than half a million US.
Sarah J. Food Fund.
Sarah J. Food Fund, yes.
Yes. Mm. Then. So the great, how important that is. These monasteries, you know, Saragat and Devon, this, for example, Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, where they do most extensive, deepest, like ocean, most extensive, deepest study of Buddha Dharma in this world. The sutra, in those monasteries, many sutra. Then the individual study of Tantra as well. But lower Tantra, upper Tantra college, there's extensive Tantra. Mm. So this monastery goes down, if you don't take care, go down. Less monk, then go down. No food or no food or bad condition, so then, or then, you know, qualified teachers, geshes, producing every year from those monasteries and going to the rest of the world, to teach Dharma. For example, FMG has 48 geshes, resident teacher, to teach philosophy, Lamri. So basic program, then master program. So even FMG just had 44. So you know, then sentient beings, more sentient beings, opportunity to be Dharma, to achieve enlightenment. So if this monastery goes down, then you see, can't produce qualified teachers from this monastery, rest of the world, to bring the light of Dharma. Cannot. And then the rest of the world will go down. So if this monastery goes down. So therefore, the monastery become very, very important to the monks who are starting to take care of them. So that you understand the importance of that help. So thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. What else?
Ha 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 ha!
So now we'd like to maybe show one video. It takes us from 1985 until 2012. So you can pay attention to the screen. Okay, yeah. So you can see Hap Ching when he's very young. You can see Hap Ching when he's very young. Rinpoche. So just now, it's about 24 years. You saw how humble you start and how young Hap Ching looked. Now Hap Ching has offered his hair to center also. So last year we did have 30 years from now, 2032, how will center look like? I think it depends on what effort, and we pray Rinpoche to continue to guide us. I'm quite sure we'll double in size or maybe triple and buy the whole Geylang, the whole road, you know. But I think it all come out from Rinpoche blessing and our collective good karma. And if it's all maintained harmonious, work together, I think everything is possible. We make here pure land of Lama Tsongkhapa, you know. So we can all continue to uphold the teaching for a very, very long time. And Rinpoche just now, when he spoke to me, he wanted to request our Ken Rinpoche to teach the master program here. I'm quite sure once you got all the conditions, the thing will happen. I think if all the students really want to study, I think the condition there, everything is possible. From a small, humble beginning, I remember first time I saw Rinpoche was at Kim Seng Bowl, on the bowling alley, you know. But today we got our own place. Amazing. But it all came, it's like a dream, you know. Like how it even happened. But the main person is Rinpoche. His blessing. And we'd like to request Rinpoche to continue to come to Singapore, guide us. So now we'd like to invite Hap Ching, right, to offer lights. Well, because we put 100,000 light, so I spoke to Venerable Roger. So we'd like to offer one panel of the light to bring back to America on behalf of all of us here. So by offering this light, then may all our darkness in our mind be illuminated with wisdom. Let me see emptiness directly.
Rinpoche, we offer you this sample of the 100,000 lights at Amitabha Buddhist Center. A very small sample of the 100,000 lights at the center. On behalf of all your students here, that we may always illuminate wisdom, compassion on all of us, and continue to stay and teach until samsara ends. Thank you, Rinpoche.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the express numberless things, really, the particularity, yours dedication with the body, spirit, mind, yes, so the material offerings, the particular light offerings, 100,000 and 200,000. So, people know that, people who has been with me or, together. So most of the time, whenever I make offerings, extensive offerings, sometimes with the practice, but also the generally as much possible, not every single time, but generally as much possible, breakfast time, lunch time, dinner time. So the, all the offerings, Dushita, not like here, but all the offerings Dushita, then Kapon upstairs, the main room, and then the one small room, I think a Hiruga room or the Yamata room, and the Guya Sumachi room, that where they turned 1,000 for me to put it to the, so all the offerings there, and there's 1,000 Buddha outside the all the offerings there. So that those, then Washington, as Washington, Amitabha, Pure Language place. And there, upstairs, first room, the 21 Tara, lot of holy objects, and then the other offerings there, so many, many big water bowl offerings, and the light, and the flower, the offering. Then the middle room with his illness, chair, and then the offerings, and then the secret mantra, most secret mantra, most secret mantra, higher qualities, and the all the offerings there. And then thousand amchen said, well, all the offerings there, although then the Gurukul room, the all the offerings there, the downstairs offerings, and the flowers outside. So there's going to be Amitabha, big statue, ordered in Bindam, ordered Bindam to make it exactly as example I send, statues and pictures, not according to the tradition, not doing the cross eyes and, bent body, not like that, but exactly the statue, the pictures I sent, so to make it like that. So I hope it was making so to have it's called Amitabha Pure Language Place, but also to have Amitabha statue or outside, so so that even non-believers can see, can come to see, and so the plant seed enlightenment, and also it can be very helpful at the time of that also. Then after the house, Kachu Dachiling, the upstairs first room, many, many water bowl offerings, the light offerings over there, and then
white makala statue, what in Nepal there. There, a small room there, all the offerings there. Then the small room, Rajan Prajan Paramita, then all the offerings there. Then the medicine Buddha room, all the offerings there. Downstairs, also three sets of offerings downstairs. John Rathara, Simon, Sirius. So outside, every single flowers. So outside, there are many flowers. Every single flowers. Made offering. The lights also outside. So then next one is here, Amitabha Buddhist Center, all the offerings and especially the lights, 100,000. I thought they just 100,000, but then 20,000. So after that, Amitabha Buddhist Center. Then Kuala Lumpur, Penang, there were the 14,000 light offerings night time. So any offering in the Epim descendants, so make offering. I tell also the not only the Epim students, but also outside, you know, people when they do practice, I'm saying they should make all these offerings. So more people make offerings, the people who are cleaning the bowls. Like you know, nuns at Abdul's house and the monk at Washington and well, Jain New Zealand Jain the nun Kaban who make offering. So the you know, every bowl they clean, they make offering. So it makes more worthwhile. Greater benefit for more people make offerings. So I tell. Then recently, also the Philips, the Tejan Choling Philips, last time they make a 100,000 light offering on Buddha's Day, but I think today I found out. Every day the charge makes, sometimes it goes down some light, but what's there also wondered. So as I talked to her last time that to me offering, can I make offering? So I kind of discussed and so he agreed to so that. And so anyway, so I want to say, again, that is another special benefit, you know, sentient beings, teaching Buddha. So, thank you very, very much for that. Having friends and everybody. Of course, most important. So, really, really, really. And then, the other thing is that, you know, very, united with Kapan Monastery. The ABC is united with the Kapan Monastery. For example, we have the centers in Taiwan, two centers in Taiwan, but not so much united, you know. So that's one very special thing, very much united with Kapan. That's the original center of FFG. Kapan is there. How many centers now? 169. How many centers there now? All originated. Came from, spread from Kapan. So that's another, you know, yes, very happy thing to see that. Is it right? And then, I thought, what? Okay. What is the one thing? Yesterday or day before yesterday, we had meeting. Day before yesterday. So one of the questions was, any advice to the students? How do you say? What is the question?
The question I asked Rishi was, any advice on how to further practice?
Further practice.
Study of the Dharma. How to further study and practice of the Buddha Dharma.
We already have been trying the basic program. It's called basic, but it's not basic. Because I tell the story, Lama Yeshe started with the Geshe Vajrasu. He was there Kapon for many, many years. I don't know, but it's more than 6-7 years, I'm not sure. Long time teaching Kapon boys and, so to discuss together, I met the master program. The Madhyamika and Abhisamayagraha, those two study, and then Ngāran Chemo, the graduate part of Tantra. That Ngāran Chemo and Dzogchen Rinpoche Sangchen, the Dzogchen Rinpoche Sangchen, clear light, the completion stage, the five stage, complete stage. So, that's what is going together. They made this program. Geshe Tenpa Jatsu, he really wanted to get done the mass program as a district Rama Yeshe at Lama Tsongkhapa Institute. So he did that, he finished. And then before starting the second one, he passed away. But there's one nun, Anila N, she was at Laudo, helping me how to be bookkeeper, teaching me how to be bookkeeper. I had no idea of bookkeeper before. I just count 10 rupees for 10 rupees, after I paid money to the workers. It was very strange for me because I never did that work before. And normally I'm the one who receives the offerings. And people were offering that. So I pay for the workers in the after late afternoon with the workers. Then you have to check. Some are sometimes they voluntary. So sometimes you say how many days you walked or that, so you have to write down. It's a little bit funny because give money to them, how many days they walked, it's a little bit funny for my mind. you know, like business, you know, the so a little funny. I go back, I go in the kitchen, now something, my sister is making food, you know, so filled with smoke, and wood, because wood fire, you know, smoke, and so I sit in the kitchen, and I write down. So, in the end of the day, how much money is left, how much money is spent, every night, I do that, you know. So then money, I had one bag, the Pisco office American man who came up with me to when I lit the foundation, he checked and he said, here you don't need to dig up, it was hard, but here you dig up. But what happened? Built, then where he didn't dig up, then cracks happened, cracks on the wall. But many years ago, cracks happened, many years ago, nothing happened. No danger. Nobody fell down. Nobody died in the club. Didn't collapse. So the case has been a long time. Many. So yeah. So this is what happened. So money goes down. Then somebody comes up. Somebody comes up. Then I can get money goes up. Then I can go down. So, I was the main person giving money. So, under the table, so my uncles, there were other, you know, helpers, my uncles, I could be uncles were monk. One is alive, a young uncle, but one passed away. I have many uncles. So they say, my elder uncle, his name is Asang Chile. So he tried to help, you know, but he doesn't the money. He doesn't know how much money I have. So his Lama never tell how much money he has, and so he doesn't know how to do the work, you know. Plan, how much plan? The rest of people have no idea. But so that's what I say. I was forgot. Huh? I told that. Huh? I mentioned love, though, I forgot. So the nun, she was professional about the bookkeeper and the thing. She was she made a book and wrote down. So she had to leave. So she, she's one of the older students. Build Genesis Gumba, where there are 22, how many, 20 nuns? 27 nuns, and the few monks, not so many monks, 27 nuns, and very, very intense study. I think they did three times basic program. I think master program hasn't started. So Geshe Tata Shishin, he's been longest time, I think, teaching. He's a good understanding the Sepetao, Pechawa, a good understanding. He taught most longest time, I think, and then now that he's disciple teaching. So that center, she started, she built. She had one jeep called the elephant. So the jib brings 2-3 wood, time to time, 2-3 wood, you know, plank. So built. The building is quite good here, nice center. So anyway, so much study is done, has been done. Even before the first teacher was Geshe Loden, the great teacher from the Sarache, Geshe Loden. He was there 3 years, and the translator was one in Karunama, Zatsu Chukwu. Then he left. After that, who was? Geshe Lama Gunzo. No, Geshe Chile was there. Lama Yeshe's religion was a very good Anderson Dharma. Geshe Chile from Sarache. He was there. He taught for 6-7 years. Then he passed away. Then Geshe Lama Gunzo, supposed to 1 year, but he left after 6 months. He finished teaching liberation palm. Then he left. While I was there, he kept quiet. He kept quiet. And I was praising, oh, his own Lama is coming, blah, 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 blah. That to make him happy to say that. But he is very smart. Geshe Lama Gunzo is very smart. When I was there, he didn't say anything. But when I went back to Nepal, he came back much earlier. He stayed, I think, only 6 months. Supposed to be 1 year. But he came back, then he told me all the problems that he had with the translator. There was one Tibetan man translator. The problems with the translator. So he told me, so very smart. then Geshe Daji Singh, after that Geshe Daji Singh for many, many years. So the Anila, and she told me this master program is too long. You need program which is much shorter than that. She was the one who told me that. So I thought 3 years. The first I thought 3 years. But the Geshe's in Taiwan had a meeting. Geshe, I want to talk about Geshe to you, except for Sarachi, because then if you get the Geshe's. They had a meeting and they discussed and couldn't finish all these subjects within 3 years. It would take 5 years, they said, 5 years. So we were planning for 5 years. But Lama Tsongkhapa Institute, everybody lived there. So they finished basic program within 2 years. So during Geshe Tenpachi's time, not the other Geshe teach, right? So this everything they probably down now third time or I don't know third time or fourth time, I'm not sure. So she suggested me the other one is too long. You need a short one. Mm-hmm. So then I started Lorik and then the four schools of British philosophers and then the 2000, then the Geshe Soba, Rinpoche edited Tendinju, but I'm not sure they teach Tendinju. Salam and those things, and then the Padabhumis. And then to understand, to get the general idea, and then the fourth chapter of Abhisamagalaka, to start that to commentary. And then the Yu Lama, Uda Tantra. Then the other one is Lamrin Chemo, the Geshe meeting. They taught the better teach Lamrin Dingwa, Middle Lamrin. So it has the, it doesn't have the, all the debates, all the debates, the extra, many pages in the Lamrin Chemo didn't have that. But so it is very, 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 very good, very, very inspiring. So the Lamrin Dinga, they decided that. Then I added liberation palm in your hand. I did that, but I'm not sure what the Geshe teacher or not, but I did that. Preliminary practices, other things, they're much more explained. So like that. And then Heart Sutra, Commentary Heart Sutra. Then Lojong, the Will of Sharp Opens,
and the eight verses, and as well as seven points of the transformation. And then as far as Tantra, the just as Salam, the part of Bhumis of Tantra. So the Yangchen Chibi Doji Dere. Yangchen Chibi Doji. Ah, Salam. Oh. Bande, so what Bande Chuji. So some says Kitty, Kitty Losang, past life, I think, Kitty Losang. Some prefer the truth is that Tantra or Sobhapanda churches, Sobhapanda churches, Ngakshram, so the, so there's a Tantra is just that. And then, so we, on Bodhisattva, so, really, it's called basic, comparing master, so, but actually it's not basic. so it's how it happened, the evolution like this. So something shorter, where people have a good basic way to understand Buddhism, you see, in the short time. So, so like that. So they're incredible. No other centers as ABC that how many people to enter to study. It's really amazing. Then the other thing is yeah, I think maybe finished. Yeah. I think what else? Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. So ask advice not before. So studies have been done. You know, the philosophy and the Lamrim Lojong done. It's done. It's been done. So I thought next thing was to actualize, not in the book, not all the time to live in the book, no, to have here, to have Buddha devotion, realization, renunciation, bodhicitta, emptiness, completion, for the generation stage, completion stage, to have here. To have experience realization. The next thing that. So I said like this. Now, you know, so no other centers have this, and no other centers, no other organization have like this, this program. So now, 2 or 3 months on the Guru Devotion, following the outline. So, meditation on that. How long meditate? After individuality, because some people are very busy, so many things to remember. So, 2 or 3 months on the Guru Devotion. Then 2 months, whatever. Can decide. So the usefulness of the perfect human rebirth, how precious it is. So maybe 1 month, okay. Then usefulness, how it is useful, three ways a day, 1 month maybe. So time is not sure. But, example, 1 month. Then how difficult to find this again? 1 month meditation on that. Then impermanence, that also like that. You see, renunciation like this. There's lower karma, lower refuge karma. The renunciation to this life, meditation. Then the renunciation to the future life.
meditation, Gajapada middle capable being. Then higher capable being Bodhicitta. Then the emptiness. So, as I depart 1 month, 1 month like that, 1 year, 1 year complete program the whole lambdam, you know. Then you can, I don't know, you can edit a generation completion stage of your own deity. You can edit that or maybe just now leave it for some years, just lambdam, the three principal aspects, but guru devotion and three principal, may train the mind in this for some years, and then maybe tantra could do that. But the time is up to individual day, so meditation. But that's very, 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 very good. That is really, 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 really. That will, wow, that will please his own, Dalai Lama. That will appreciate so much. Because there's no organization, there's no other center who has a program like this. So I say, I heard from Geshe, Dribun Geshe, Taichung. After the scientific meetings and monastery, Dribun Monastery, scientific meetings, big scientific meetings in the monastery, what his son does every year or every year, so I think this time is done Dribun. So after that, his son has invited all the abbots and emphasized very much must do meditation. Must do on the monks gather, or the monks gather chura, you know, the way they do prayers and debate. So must do meditation, silent. Not just only silent, no. The meditation on the supposed to be lambda music. So since from Tibet, there's no such announcement. No. Now his own says, must meditate, do meditation. As, even the monastery, those are monasteries, main emphasis is study the philosophy, you know. Learning Buddhism extensive in Tibet. Geshe said, 15 minutes, they have to meditate in chura, outside when they come to pray and debate. 15 minutes meditate, he said, he mentioned that keeps silence, meditating. So, then somebody must have told, he said, I don't know. I don't know what the story is, but I'll tell you one thing. The master program, first master program, finished. So I said 1 year after that. What they've studied, 8 years, then 1 year on that subject, on the lambrim, or this. The master program didn't have lambrim, but I said, you know, 1 year lambrim. Some students, so they talked to. I think Geshe Majazo didn't have much interest in meditation. I think. Didn't, because they don't have a monastery, such a thing to do like the public to do like that, they don't have. So I think Gachila didn't have much interest in that. So I think some students didn't listen what I said. So then those who followed my advice, they went to Spain, was selling, this is 9 months. 9 months they did it, and they found very, very, very beneficial. And they said, must do it. They said, must do it. Right? No. They found, must do it. They really agreed. They found so beneficial. So that Tom didn't want to let you know. But of course you went to Kapan Kapan was very good. So just to let you know like that. So here I want to tell, this is my suggestion, but it doesn't mean it's up to you. It's not everybody. It's not, I give the idea, suggestion, but to do or not, it's up to you. To do or not, it's up to you. So, yeah, like that. To do, you know, whether everybody do or not, it's up to you. That you have to, that's your choice. So, it's like that. So really bring your mind close, even not actual realization now, but close to that. At least then ear to ear maintaining. So you know, coming closer to realization. Like that. And also realization, also subduing the mind. So every single teaching Buddha, every word, every single teaching Buddha is to subdue the mind. So this then is really then you have no worry, kind of wasted life. So you see when the end of the life, when anybody's end of life, that time then you can you satisfy, oh, I spend enough of my life to, you know, to practice Dharma, so that you see satisfactory and happiness at the same time. So now that's finished. Okay, now this my present, the cards. How many cards? 500 cards. So, let's see. Huh? Yeah. So, so this is 35 Buddha. Okay. This is Chunrantara. This is Medici Buddha. Okay? This is six Arhats. They all have robes on. Here they didn't wear the long sleeves and the the Chinese dress, you know. Others. Okay, now this is Lama Chapa, Guru Puja, Merrifield. Okay, so now the reason I want to give this to this each home or what? Each home? What? Is a person, but if they're staying together in the same house, share. but in a share, they do they have to fight? So, two purposes. So first, the teaching they explained by Lama Tsongkhapa. You see activities done without activities done without renunciation, bodhicitta, right view. Except few actions. Shing tula tama gare mado kowa rangavi jurus. Except few actions which becomes virtue, dharma, by depending on the holy power of the holy object. Otherwise, every single action becomes just a cause of ordinary, just a cause of samsara. So, this means without renunciation, Buddhist review. Only the circumambulation, prostration, making offering to the statue, stupa, sculpture, Buddha. Statue, stupa, sculptures. Those actions done towards the holy object, then by the power of the magic field, they become virtue dharma. But otherwise, all the actions, eating, working, sitting, sleeping, doing job, whatever, or without renunciation, Buddhist, all this become just cause of samsara. Called rangavijuru, rangavijuru. Just cause samsara, cause samsara. But if without renunciation to this life, then become cause of lower realms. All that, negative karma. So, that which includes meditating, even studying dharma, charity, even making charity. You know, reading Dharma text, whatever. So, including even those, become negative karma. Become cause samsara, negative karma, cause lower realms. For example, if you practice tantra, but without renunciation, Buddhist right view, even renunciation of this life, without that. Then, in practicing tantra, reciting mantra, become causal law there. So, it doesn't become cause even to receive human body or devil's body. It doesn't become that. Temporal happiness becomes causal law there. So, even practicing tantra, so there's so much depends on motivation. So, for example, as you know, I've told many times in Tibet, you see, Pembo, two meditators during three-year Yamantaka retreat. So, 2 months. And one died earlier, and he was born as a spirit, you know. He was during 3 year Yamantaka retreat, but born as a spirit, you know. He many heads, many arms, similar looking like Yamantaka, many arms, many heads. So his friend was the monk during Su, to the smell eaters. Who are you? What he said, I'm the one, your friend, the one who's doing retreat, I'm the one, but now I'm born as a preta for this. So he was born preta. When his friend was doing su, he came to get su. So they did the Yamantaka, they were doing Yamantaka retreat, but they didn't know how to practice Dharma. They were doing Yamantaka retreat, But they didn't know how to practice Dharma, how to practice Lamrim. That's the main problem. That's the main problem. How to practice Dharma. They didn't know what Dharma. They didn't know what Dharma is. Practicing Dharma. They didn't know what the Dharma is. So they were reciting Yamataka mantras, all that thing, all the excellent things. But see, but they didn't know Dharma. They didn't know how to practice Dharma. The basic thing, but the very basic thing, they have no idea. So they recite all these mantras, prayers, but their mind did not bring Dharma. Did not bring Dharma. No renunciation to this life. Like that. So, what happened? The mind during retreat became non-virtue. It holds Dharma, non-virtue. So, every single action, or the reciting mantra, putting all the prayers, became cause of Lord illness. So, the person was born as Preta, hungry goat. Next life. Came to get soup, food smell. So, like that. So, this happened. So they will have to the motivation, really, 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 really pay attention. Even when we make offerings, seems, oh, Lama Sanjaya Lama, but really make the motivation first. Make sure the motivation Dharma. Motivation Dharma, especially Bodhicitta. First make the show, and then make offering. So this will leave Buddha Sabbath most happy if you chant Bodhicitta. Okay, now. Some places, you know, some depending on your household, usually flies, insects, mosquitoes, butterflies, many comes and dies, you know, big animals, big and small, tiny. However, so when you find in the house an insect like that, is it ants or like that, usually easy to find in the kitchen because they come for food, you know, ants, bread and sugar, and you know. So the idea is, very sorry. How you know the ABC met the catching animal, the two box, with method and wisdom to catch. And then there's a mantra on top, on Bhema Ushin, Bhema Ushin. When the animal goes inside, they purify 1,000 eunuchs come out, get chance for them. Then prayed, put Namjalma mantra on top. So as soon as they're inside, they need to come and get purified. So there were different words to think, and how they practice sentient beings. I don't know how all my past, present, future happiness come from you and your precious. They're to think, you know, the words from the. So then with this feeling, with this breath, this being so precious, you know, you achieve from them down the same time, you should know, even the other beings, you know, whether it's an animal or human being, whether they practice patience, whether they practice bodhicitta, good heart to me or not, that That's not it. That's not, that doesn't matter what they practice. But I, myself, Dani, I myself, oh, Sentian Tamjala, I myself, Wajamud. Then chose all the sentient beings, every single creatures, animals, everything, six from sentient, much more special. You know, every single being, ants, worms, mosquitoes, much more special than which grand jewel, much more special than diamond, gold, you know, diamond. Was it? Diamond, gold, diamond, sapphire, sapphire? Sapphire, was something who, because it's expensive, so would take care. You know, put in a box and lock or whatever, you see. So, like that, you see, now we should run jewel. Now that those are now much more precious than diamond is a wish grand jewel. Wish grand jewel. What, you know, whatever you ask, a general wish, has got the material needs for this life, comfort, you know, cars and the house, whatever. Material needs for this life, whatever you generate, wish, just extras. Like Sai Baba, you know, do like this. Do like this, and then he gives a dust watch or some ornaments he gives like this. So there was one, so Bingming, is that? So Bingming, special Sai Sai Baba, so invite monks from Yunjime and different cantons, and then do pujas at Sai Baba's birthday. So the last monk was Dhamma Kamsan, I think, the elder monk. Sai Baba gave a golden chain, golden head like this, then golden chain. But not all the monks. So like that. Whatever you pray, it comes, it gets actualized immediately. But not purify negative karma collected from past, from beginner's birth, and receive good rebirth the next life, perfect human rebirth the next life. That doesn't happen. Because that comes only through practice morality, not by which you can do, you can't get. Only through your own practice of pure morality. So even just to get a human, thereby human body. So then liberation from samsara, you won't get from jewel. You get, as I said before, the great insight, and then the special insight, special contemplation, meditation, and special higher thing, morality, special the morality, higher thing and higher contemplation, higher special insight, special contemplation, special morality. Special is by refuge to Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Because there's other schools' view of, you know, the insight, you know, the law schools, then also the Hindus have Hindus have Shine, you know. Also morality, Christian also the morality they have. So they have higher misbah refuge. So through this then you achieve liberation from samsara, but not from which you can do. You won't get liberation from samsara, and you won't get bodhicitta, great compassion, sentiment. You won't achieve enlightenment from which you can do. You won't achieve enlightenment from bodhicitta and great compassion. So therefore, Now, therefore, sentient being, this insect, ant, the ant, or the person whom you call enemy, who angry, who's angry, who harms your body, speech, who harms you with the body, speech, mind, to criticize you, or mind angry, all there. So you achieve from that person, practice morality, depend on kindness of the person, or that. Then you achieve higher happiness, the good birth, so perfect image, perfect image birth. Then you achieve from dependent kindness, you know, person morality, and contemplation, then inside. Then you see the person five parts, and then you achieve liberation. The Changjo Sutton, the 37 age strength level, then you achieve the liberation from samsara. You achieve that. So by depending on the sentient beings. You see? So this enemy or this ant. Then by general compassion to this ant or to this person who is well, enemy, who is angry, who beat you, who criticize you, get angry at you, then, by general compassion to this being, or this mind, then you get general bodhicitta, you achieve enlightenment. Part of five parts, temperaments, or even the highest, even the tantric part, and the Mahayana tantric part, you achieve. Then, you achieve enlightenment. So you achieve enlightenment from this end, from this small end, from this tiny being on the wood, what is that wood? Wood which has a shatten, wood which has a humid, you know, tiny insect there going. So depend on that insect, you know. General compassion, general bodhicitta, or then you achieve enlightenment from this tiny insect. It gives you enlightenment. Total cessation of mistakes of mind to grow subtle, the complete realization. And then something from this person who gets angry at you, who criticizes you, who beats you, whom we call enemy. From this, you use compassion, patience, compassion. Bodhicitta, then you can achieve enlightenment. Free from oceans of some type of suffering, of six realms, and then you achieve enlightenment, full enlightenment. Gives you enlightenment, full enlightenment. The full enlightenment, whatever. Priceless, whatever. You know, So the which grand jewel is nothing. Which grand jewel was even scarce which grand jewel is nothing. The one tiny insect, so kind, so precious, so dear. And this person whom you call enemy, who is angry, criticize with you, or the, so that because you know. Because angry, so it gives you opportunity to practice patience, to develop your mind, and good heart, compassion. And then bodhicitta, then it gives you enlightenment. Enlightenment gives you enlightenment. Most kind, most dear, most precious. Every sentient being is like this. So, which grand jewel is nothing. So, every sentient being, you know, much more special than which grand jewel, as I've described. Turns out, they achieve the sublime success. And this sublime success, highest one, the enlightenment. And so, therefore, but you can't get from the three successes which I mentioned, you can't achieve from which you can do, but you can achieve from tiny insight, from this, what you call enemy. So, full enlightenment gives you. So, therefore, then Dr. Jefferson, or always, even though I am happy or I am suffering, whatever, always, is I depressed, happy, what? Always, you know, Dr. all the time, Jefferson, but I practice cherishing by the mind, that person doesn't cherish. Cherish more than myself, you know. Then with the person, then benefit to the sentiment. So, or like that. I'm telling this. So like this. so how precious. How precious in the inner affair, how precious. So for example, here, you know, everybody in the here, everybody like that, so precious. So similar than the tiny insects that you see, you know, everybody so precious, most dear, most kind, most precious. So like that. So whole sky full of which can do is nothing. The value is nothing compared to the value of the sentient being. How kind you to you, how precious to you, how dear to you. Unbelievable, unbelievable. So now, now next one is this. Next one is myself to be useful for others. Nagarjuna says, the prayer, Rinchen Changwa, in the jewel garland. The Nagarjuna says, may I, Ishinota, like which grand jewel, fulfill all the desires of the sentient beings. Whatever hopes they have, and to feel like which grounding tree grows in a pure land, which grounding tree. So whatever you want, you know, generally wish, it happens. Oh, in the pure land, in the, you know, Amida pure land, the which grounding tree is a which grounding, oh, like that. So yourself become like that for others. So may I become like the witch country to fulfill all the hopes of the sentiment. Okay, now. When you find insects, worms, or whatever in the house, that is like finding jewel. In your house, you know, like finding really, done is not done. Whatever, Kazadi, Rajan Tijeme Shivati, Kazah. Shivati, fourth stanza, fourth one. Can you remember? Rangsing Embe, Sunday Nam, Dig to Tabo, Nanzonte, Rinchen, Dead and Tabashin, Never Cabbage in the Lambs. Oh, Dani, same. The fourth stanza from eight verses, the fourth stanza. The sentient beings whose nature is evil. Whose nature is evil? Ngambe semjenam. Dikdu takwe nandonde. When you see them, dikpa. Kredje hebe nigit kama. And dungal dikdu, dik, du. And then heavy suffering. Dikdu takwe. Then heavy, yeah, hebe nigit kama. And heavy suffering. Experience or suffering. The trouble, nonsense. They do trouble, nonsense. Only so the not only the animal, insect, but human beings, you know, whose mind is very evil, very selfish, completely selfish, very bad temper, only think of himself, only bad temper, like that. You know, like we criticize people like that. mind like that. Same journey. Then you see that person create very heavy negative karmas, you know? Create very heavy negative karmas, or they do not believe reincarnation, karma, or do not have faith in the disbelief in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, or the many, many things there. Many heavy negative karma, creating, collecting. Then also having much suffering, or cancer, or the stroke, or the. sicknesses or whatever, suffering, problems, mental or physical problems, whatever, mental or physical problems, you see, like that, that happened, then you see that, then Rinjin Teta Tevishim, like having found treasure, the wish grand jewel, like suddenly in the garbage, in the house, suddenly you found the great treasure, the wish grand jewel, like that, so happy, unbelievable happy, when you find something that is garbage or in the in the house, some corner, you find even you find $10 or $100 somewhere, so happy, so like that, like which you can do, you find treasure, you find so. This is so difficult to find. By thinking that, then cherish. Instead of cherishing, I cherish that. Just cherish, never give it. Cherish, they also benefit with the Buddhist mind. Also that, not just cherishing, just leave it there. You don't care to, not like that. What you can do? Have. So, why difficult to find? That is. So, you see, If you see like that, then you know, you feel much compassion, you know, so much suffering, evil nature, and so much suffering, and so much nature, wow, you know, so you feel much compassion, you know, you feel much. Then quickly, then you are able to generate bodhicitta. Then able to achieve enlightenment quickly. But depending on that, you are able to achieve enlightenment quickly. So you see the person, so precious, unbelievable, most unbelievable, so kind, so dear, so precious, so unbelievable kind, you see. So you cherish and then benefit, you see, for the body's mind. So whatever you can do. So happy, finding what you can do, you know, like that. That I described human being like this, but now insects, human being, but then now the insects, you see. Wow, you know, being under the control of karma and delusion, now born as flies, mosquitoes, you know, biting, you know, flies, yeah, the tiny city insects, by being under the control of karma and delusion, negative karma, past negative karma, so born this time. Born like this, no choice. So mind is unbelievable obscured. So obscured, you know. So that's a wicked nature, you know. So much suffering, unbelievable suffering. You know, like that. So the. So you can relate the stanza also to the insects, you know. However, as I mentioned Nagarjuna's words, so now you to make wishful, send it means wishful to you, send it means a wishful for you, yes. Now you become wishful with sentient beings back. So, as I mentioned, the center, if you find in the house, the mosquitoes, what any insects. So you see, I'm not talking only dead. No, the any living, dead one going around, it has the mind going down, so the creates cause enlightenment. So there's one Buddha picture, only one Buddha picture. So you do like this, a statue or picture, one Buddha. So you take around like this. Of course, you create. You're benefiting to the sentient beings, so of course you create a cause for enlightenment, no question. To be free from oceans or something, something. But this sentient being, this most kind, most dear, most precious sentient being, this insect, taken around the circumvention, each time you do, It creates cause of enlightenment each time you go round. Each time you take them round, not like this. No, not like this. Some people do like this. No. You should go round like this. Not like this. Yeah. Sure. Because I saw. In the West, no. So, the cause enlightenment by taking one time round. Second time going round, second cause of enlightenment. So like this. So therefore now, here Chondrawan Tara, Tadeva Buddha, the Lama Chava Meriful, so many. So can you imagine? You take one time round, wow, 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 wow. So, how many? Huh? What? 100,000 cause of enlightenment decreed. 100,000 cause of enlightenment decreed. 100,000 cause to be free from oceans of samsara decreed. 100,000 cause of enlightenment. 1,000 cause of enlightenment decreed. So just one time, just taking them around. So you put, you put in this box, two boxes, very easy to get. Then you take them around, then you close down, then you take them around. Amazing, you know, really, really, really a fantastic, wow, what great present you're giving to this mother sentient being. No matter how tiny it is, no matter how big it is. Yeah, it's incredible. So like this. So, you know, 3 times or 7 times or whatever you do like this. You know, the ants, you see, you collect, with the papers and whatever you collect without as much of the humming them, you put in plastic, then you put in plastic, you can put in the box, then take them around. Because put in the box also the purify and the examiner, so take them around. As well. Put out in simple safe place. Put out like that. So this Nagarjuna's prayer, you are becoming wish fulfilling towards sentient beings. This is one idea, one practice, just one practice. If you go, outside the forest, they're numberless in the grass. When you walk in the grass, there's so many tiny beings jumping when you walk in the grass. Down you find in the house, it's like jewel. You find the house, like the verse, eight verses mention jewel, all right? Like meeting treasure jewel, all right? Wishing on jewel, the you know, insects you find the house. As I mentioned, you check them around. You're able to help them, the one you find in the house. But outside is numberless, you know, outside. So like that. So it's great. So also then you create so much good karma, yourself. Because unbelievable, so much good karma cause enlightenment, so like that. So I rang from Nepal. I rang you from Nepal. Oh, well, I thought a long time ago, but I think it is tell him about India, but Sarah, so I thought about this. We're so good. So this is my present to everybody. So thank you very, very much for your voluntary. So past and present, all that. Thank you very much. So the other one. One day I was making phone call to Pablito. Pablito is Italian translator. Parita, he was staying with Jabje Rinpoche. So when you, of course, when you speak to him, you have to speak a long time. So in my room, I have Buddha's relics. So to not waste lives, I thought to go around the relic. At the same time, talking to him, and I go around the relic. So at least you say that you purify negative karma collected with the body from beginning to birth, and you purify the negative karma. You create the physical action, the virtue. So I was talking to him. I was going around the railings because you have to a long time. So I thought, you know, I told Raja and Holly, you know, because they have to spend much of their life on the telephone, you know, talking to centers, to the, you know, all the, to pacify problems and to bring success, you know, the APINDO Dharma organization, Dharma organization, and, you know, the individual people, students, and centers, solving problems, you know. So I say, better to have stupas, better to have stupa, and then touch us around on the, not on the floor, but on the table. Then you, while you're talking by telephone, many hours, go around, you know, do something, do virtue. Okay, I mean, sometimes you can become virtue, but the speech, but, raising myself, I don't think so. So do something. Do not waste life. The life is very short. Life is our human life, personal life is very, very short. So do not waste. So I said to go around. So they met it outside. They met it outside. But I was complaining. Oh, I didn't see them going around. He says, I never come. Send me. Oh, then you are spending so much life, telephone, go around. So this, not only insects, but also, if possible, I don't know, you keep it there, or the table, or the things. Then you go around while you're talking about telephone to the friends, or to the enemy, or to the friends. You know, you go around. How many hours you're talking, you go around. So it's very, very good, you know. Very good way, really good, not waste life, you know, to meaningful, you know, to purify. The Kadamba Geshe's, they going around the stupa, even Lama Adisha, even the very old and shaking hand, the aspects of it, go around, Jomdambas, go around the stupas, you know. So this is my cursory. So the you know, this is not waste life, but precious human life. So that's the second thing. I think that's all.
Thank you very, very much, Rinpoche, for your precious teachings. And thank you for giving everybody this precious gift.
Thank you, sir.
Go on. Rinpoche will bless all the cards now.
Hidden and the other day, or them, but I'm not sure. Number of them, I don't The people who are giving this going round this, and as well as all the insects going round this, Bodhicitta be generated as possible. And the Jetta be generated. Chanjo Sanjo Rimbo Jema Jewanan Jetu Jeba and Yamba Meba Kone Kundu Bewa. In the hearts of all the six realms sentient beings, and especially the living beings in the heart of the living beings living in this world, and especially the students and supporters and the volunteers, and especially us here, all the volunteers here, and the staffs here, and everybody. All the people who came in the past, the ABC program, and now will come in the future. Niba Iba, rebuild law realms. And made the Niba Iba get rebuild law realms again. And this is the general Bodhicitta, and all that. Then also the Khasa. Then the metal war, payment, disease, the economic problems, dangerous fire, water, air, earthquakes, all this be pacified immediately, and may the perfect peace and happiness be prevailed in on the whole world, and not only that, and then all the dangers of fire, water, air, earthquakes, tsunami, or earthquakes, all that be pacified immediately. Those are the danger to happen, may never happen, nobody experiences that. And everybody generate lamrim realization in their heart with each enlightenment as good as possible. That. And then the song. May the ABC, General FMTG, and particularly ABC Center, may it become a wishful, all wish fulfilling for all the sentient beings. May it become wish fulfilling to all the sentient beings. They bring to and fully free from oceans or some sort of suffering, bring them in full enlightenment. And all the ascendant beings will come here, will come to the ABC Center, May all their suffering of body and mind be pacified immediately. And may all the wish be fulfilled just coming here, according to Dharma. And particular, may they all meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, actualize Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. Meet is actualize, complete the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. All like that. Then same thing, all the people who keep these pictures, you know, I go around, and also insects going around. All the next life to be reborn human being, receive perfect human rebirth, and meet the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching in the perfectly qualified guru, and only pleasing the guru, achieve enlightenment as good as possible. To happen that. To be born in pure land. To be born in pure land. After the death. To achieve enlightenment as good as possible. To happen that. Did all the merits called number listen to the number